your dough on the top and cook it, and that way it still had the juice of the cobbler. It would thicken with the flour, but and then a pie is just the fruit in a pie shell on the bottom, and sometimes you would put them on the top. But we mostly had cobblers because it was very easy for put a cobbler in that day, and you could cook it early, and it'd be nice when you had dinner.
Were there any special activities that your family did together when you were a child?
Well, not until we moved on. And then my cousin, Randall, lady of my mother's brother, lived next door there. It's also this where Dr. Rose is. And my uncle, Everett, lived on the other side. But in the afternoons, we would go across over into, and there was a creek and vines, and we would just have the most fun swinging over those vines and hoping that they would break so that we could get in the creek and say, oh, I fell in.
Did they ever break?
Oh, yes. We made them break. I think we swung them enough that they would break. But we also found Georgia clay there. And we would have the best time sitting there and molding bowls. I bet we had hundreds of little bowls there. Of course, at that time, nobody knew that we could save them. So we would carefully put the clay back, or we'd take one home. But and that was our secret. We wouldn't tell anybody. And to this day, I don't know if anyone knows that there is clay in that little stream right close to.
And who would you play with at that time? Was it all girls?
No, there was no girls. They were smaller, too small, and we would play touch football out in the front yard. And between the 2 yards, we really had plenty of room. And at that time, I was supposed to be practicing my piano, but I'd rather be outside. Touch football, and sometimes we'd play softball, and we really had a good time, the two of us mostly, and it was all male, or if some friends would come over, then occasionally we would get out in the yard with the girls and the boys and play, but very seldom. It was mostly Randall and myself.
You talked a little bit about schools. Where did the African Americans go to school?
They had a school. It was in Alpharetta, called Kimbrell Bridge, and they went there to school.
Was there a big divide in?
Yes. During my time, mostly, we had one family who lived on our street here that was almost at Highway 9, or Alpharetta Highway, as they call it, on the left as we were going up. And they were such sweet people. Was their last name, Gret, and she named one of her daughters after me, Sarah. And I always thought that was so wonderful. She helped my mother wash sometimes. And